the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." God bless those wise men. The old saying is true. It applies in our generation. Wise men still seek him. Wise women, wise boys and girls, we still seek him, that we might fall down on our knees and worship him and offer our lives to him as a fragrant offering to him. One plain and good thing we can say about those wise men is this: they were energetic. They were no slugabeds. They saw the light, this light of a new king, and bam, they are off. They're off in search of the new king. They do not put off till tomorrow the good they can give today. They're up and about. To put this in perspective, let me lift up a line from our first lesson. This is Isaiah chapter 60. The line goes like this: "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Two things here. Light has come. Time to rise and shine. This line puts me in mind of those happy days of old. For my wife Carol and me, and our boys were little, when they were just little guys. And they would sleep through the night. It was a proper thing to do. It's dark, it's night, it's the time for sleeping. But it's as if I can still hear the sweet voice of my wife. Waking up the boy, she would tousle their head, and she would say, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead, it's time to be up and about." And they would be up and about. Many parents can remember this. The energy of the children just seems to spring forward. There's no difficult transition between sleep and being up and about. You wake them up, the sun has come, it's time to be up. And bingo, they are up. That's what I'm about in this sermon. Light has come. It's the great message of Christmas. The light has come. In him was light to life. The light has come. And it's time now for us to be up. Rise and shine, says the text. So, this is particularly on my mind because here we are at the start of a new year of our Lord, 2013, and also here we are at the start of an anniversary year for our church. We have now reached the noble age of 150 years old. As I mentioned in my sermon for the New Year's Day, name of Jesus. That is a good old age. Why, even Ann Seymour isn't that old. We are a century and a half old. And life has been entrusted to us all this time. And God willing, it always we will be. We will always have the Bible. We will always have the congregation. We'll always have this dear choir to help proclaim the gospel. The light has come. That is not in dispute. What remains to be done is that we will rise and shine, that we will be energetic in view of that light. I want it to be true both for our congregation and for us individually. Let this year, 2013, be a year of spiritual renewal for all of us. Now, let me place into Old Testament context this saying, "Arise, shine, your light has come." These were words that were spoken to Israel, but Isaiah acknowledges in this passage that he is speaking to an Israel who is down in the dumps, just kind of laboring on in darkness, and it is a heavy, discouraging darkness. Things have not been going well for a long time. What happened to all the promises that were given to her in the youth? What about all her hopes when she was young? Remember, the Lord had come to Abraham, her father, and given tremendous promises to her, promises that included descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the grains of sand on the beach, but something beyond that. The promise that through those descendants, all the world, all the nations would be blessed. And that's an important distinction. It's nice to have a multitude of descendants, but what if those descendants are a bunch of lazy bones, a kind of grasping, greedy burden on the earth? Well, no doubt we'll love the descendants, but things could be even better. What the Lord promises that not only will Abraham have a multitude of descendants, but that through them, the world would be blessed. The whole world. What a large-hearted image for Israel to have. Here she was, a kind of a insignificant stretch of real estate in the world, surrounded by many empires, many religions, many other gods. And Israel believed from the beginning that she was meant to be a blessing to them, to this complex, powerful world surrounding her. She was meant to be a blessing to them. But by the time of Isaiah, by the time of today's first lesson, things have not worked out that way at all. In a way, the faith of Israel kind of puts you in mind of a privileged child, a child with all the advantages in life, for whom things just aren't working out. That's possible. You know, the privileged child can think, well, I have all these privileges, surely life will flourish. But no, even the privileged child has to put forth effort, has to live by discipline, has to nurture piety. Israel had done that by fits and starts, and the ambiguity of her piety and her faith had left her own personal record a very mixed one. In Isaiah, is addressing a discouraged people. People who could really use a word of encouragement. So he gives it. He says, arise, shine. Why? Because your light has come. Now, the prophets of Israel were not always honored. Sometimes they were opposed. But even the most generous people could listen to Isaiah's prophecy and ask themselves, well, where is this light? Where is this procession of the nations toward us so that we can teach them? Where are the caravans? Where are the camels? Where's the gold? Where's the frankincense? Where's the myrrh? Well, I think it would be fair to say that Israel in the days of Isaiah did not actually enjoy the fulfillment of that promise, but now we come to Epiphany Sunday. We believe that Isaiah's old promise has been fulfilled. It's been fulfilled for Israel, and it's been fulfilled for the nations. Here we are. We are represented by those three kings there at the creche. We are the people who have come to Israel's light. We have come to Jesus. It's time for us, I believe, to rise and shine. Have you ever known someone for whom life was going along at a certain pace, and then suddenly it was as if they woke up as if they suddenly began to flourish. They have at last found their path in life, and they have some ability now to orient their strength. They have some goal to struggle after. They have some good reason for waking up each morning and being happy with life. Maybe such a thing has happened to you. Maybe as you reflect back on your life, you can say, there came a point. For me, it was when I entered seminary. Life had been fairly good, a mixture of its good and bad, successes and failures, but life began to shine. When I went to seminary, that was where I said, ah, I have found my calling, I am on my path. Oh, I hope that is true for you. I hope that there's been some time in your life when suddenly your energy seemed to pick up. You had found your way. And if it hasn't happened yet, I hope it happens this year. It would be a great way to celebrate this year of our Lord, 2013, a great way to celebrate the 150th anniversary of our church. Of all the hymns in our hymnal, there is one that I think has one of the most sad of lines. I'm going to read it for you. From a hymn, The Church of Christ in Every Age. It's familiar to us. Verse 2 goes like this. Across the world, across the street, that is both an international scene and right here in our own neighborhood. Across the world, across the street, the victims of injustice cry for shelter and for bread to eat and never live before they die. That last idea. But there are stretches of humanity who never live before they die. It can break the heart when you think of the children in Connecticut or you think of the other victims of the horrors in our land. I mean, it's becoming hard to watch the news. Who can help but flinch? There are too many people who, before they even live, they die. Epiphany appeals to us. Let us not be forever late bloomers. Let us start to bloom now. Let us rise and shine, for our light has come. He has really come. He has claimed you as his own people in your baptism. He is your champion who fights at your side. Your light has come. Rise and shine. It is as if on this great day, the festival of Epiphany, that Mary and all the saints, as it were, come to us and tousle our hair, say, wake up, sleepyhead, time to rise and shine. In the name of Jesus, the Savior, to whom belongs the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.